Southeast Environmental Fishing and Tribal groups say they've been left out of opportunities to question the safety of BC mines near the Alaska border. Malott says he wants that to change.
I would hope that we would have the most open and transparent processes and involvements with the public possible.
He says his trip opened doors and increased opportunities to learn about the mines. At least a half dozen are planned in watersheds that feed salmon-producing rivers important to Southeast's commercial, subsistence, and sports fisheries.
It's important for us not just to understand how the government does its business over there, but the involvement in the interest and the concerns of stakeholders in British Columbia and the mining industry itself.
The lieutenant governor met with provincial agencies overseeing mining and the environment during his trip. Afterward, Energy and Mines Minister Bill Bennett said he wanted to open more of its permitting process to Alaska officials.
I really believe that we're going to be able to work something out with the state of Alaska to provide a lot more access for Alaska in our processes and also some shared obligations in terms of testing water, baseline samples, and that sort of thing.
The state can already comment on environmental certificates. Bennett said that could be expanded to construction permits for mines, tailings dams, and water treatment facilities. Malott says the talks were cordial and officials seemed sincere, but he let them know Alaska is serious about protecting water quality.
Large mine development along those transboundary watersheds cannot be taken casually by the state of Alaska, and any engagement we have with British Columbia cannot be out of courtesy on their part.
It's a movement. It's a movement in the right direction.
So says David Hafey of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. It's among organizations critical of BC's mine plans and the state's response.
There's still a lot of work to be done to make sure that what's happening in BC respects Alaskan waters and Alaskan fish, and that there's very close participation between Alaska and BC in any development that occurs in the headwaters of our major salmon rivers.
During his visit, Malott invited British Columbia officials to visit Southeast Alaska. Mines Minister Bennett accepted, though details have yet to be worked out. He made a similar promise earlier this year, but he never made the trip. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.